Chapter 3. The working crew saddled fresh horses and rode into a new pasture to gather sheep for the next day's shearing. Those sheep would spend the night in a small 50-acre enclosure known as a trap. Its grass was purposely conserved for such overnight grazing or for a handful of hospital animals. Charlie remained in the pens, chalking out cull sheep to be sold, watching the putting up of the wool. When the riders returned at mid-afternoon to crowd their sheep through the trap gate, Manuel pulled away and rode toward the pens. Charlie sensed that the boy wanted to talk to him. He tilted a large metal can, poured ice water into the wide lid, and handed it across the net wire fence.
"Dry?"
"Awful dry," Manuel said, dismounting to take the water. He drank thirstily, pausing to slosh some around in his mouth and wash the dust down. He wiped his face on a half-rolled sleeve, leaving a streak where dust had turned to mud. Charlie thought idly that he never used to see old-time cowboys roll their sleeves up. They believed in buttoning the sun out, but this was a new generation.
"Mr. Charlie," Manuel said, "I rode up on 3 wetbacks hiding out yonder in the brush."
"There's wetbacks passing through here all the time."
"These sure do look hungry."
"Why don't they come on in? Ain't nobody gonna hurt them."
"Too many people here. They're scared of the border patrol. Asked me if I thought you might have a few days' work for them. I told them you don't hardly ever hire a wetback."
Charlie nodded. "Once the border patrol catches you giving them work, they'll rag you from then on. I got enough problems to put up with. I don't need the border patrol."
"That's what I told him." Manuel's eyes were concerned. "They're still awful hungry."
Charlie stared at the boy, irritated by his persistence.
"You're the damnedest kid I ever saw to be picking up dogies all the time."
Manuel ducked his head. Charlie was instantly remorseful for having spoken sharply. He considered a moment and said,
"But hell, it shows there's a streak of kindness in you, muchacho. And kindness is one thing this world is short of. Think you could find them again?"
Manuel straightened. "They're right yonder." He pointed to a mesquite thicket.
"Tell them to come in and see me. I don't want nobody to leave this place hungry, Mexican or white."
He put his hand...